It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Do you feel blessed this morning? I really feel blessed because I've received something that money cannot buy. I received something unique, something special. That is the gift of life. And my family got a dose of this blessing. It was extended to my family. This grace, this mercy was extended to them. And for this, Lord, I want to say thank you. So if you are an extension of this blessing also, if indeed you have received something beautiful from God this morning, which is the gift of life, the gift of sound mind, the gift of peace in the world, as much as the issues of life, we keep receiving mercy from the throne of God. We keep receiving grace every single day. The Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. How sweet this our Father is for giving us this. He never sleeps on our matter. He is always on our matter 24/7. And he has made it a mandate that we see this brand new day. It's not like we are privileged. It's not that we have done something different, but it's just by mercy and grace. And for this, Lord, we are grateful. So I just wanted to say a word of thanksgiving to our Most High. I just wanted to appreciate God. Let's start the day with thanksgiving. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, we every morning we thank God in this show. That's why you hear us say this every single morning. But you're listening to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, share, and hear the word of God. This is like our own online devotional segment where we get to sit and listen to know the mind of God concerning us every single day. And every morning we gather on this radio station just to hear God speak to us. So I would like to specially welcome you and assure you that you are in the right place. And if you are a frequent on this show, kindly do us a favor by sharing with somebody today. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person. It is time for our devotion. This is a very, very critical time of the day because the word might just be what somebody needs for their day. So let's share with somebody today and be a blessing. Be an extension of this blessing to somebody today. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 20th day in the month of August 2024. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Handling Success. Handling Success. Our hymn for today will be taken from hymn 26 of our Open Heaven Manual. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 51 to chapter 52. Jeremiah from chapter 51 to chapter 52. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Which says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Our memory verse once again is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 6 to 15. 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 6 to 15. Now it has happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the woman had come out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy and with musical instruments. So the woman sang as they danced and said, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Then Saul was very angry and the saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have described only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" So Saul eyed David from that day forward, and it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hand as at other times, but there was a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the spear, for he said, "I will pin David to the wall," but David escaped his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. But Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, our manual says, "I discussed handling failure properly yesterday. However, handling failure properly is not the only factor that can affect success in life. There is also the need to learn how to handle success correctly. Many people have eventually failed in life because they did not know how to handle their success. In 1957, a man won £75,000 in a lottery. In those days, you could buy a flat in London for a tiny fraction of that sum. One day in the early 1980s, somewhere in Western Nigeria, I saw a man that was wearing rags sitting beside a building that had collapsed in half. I asked the fellow who was driving me, "Who is that fellow?" He said, "That is the man who won £75,000 in 1957. The man had great prosperity but did not know how to handle it. So he ended up poor." A popular proverb inspired by Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20 says that a fool and his prosperity are soon separated. If a fellow is not wise enough to handle success, it can turn out to be the beginning of great failure. Don't get overexcited when success comes. Many people start rejoicing and partying after a victory, forgetting that the devil never relaxes. What actually happens is that the devil becomes more determined to bring such people down. Don't miss prayer meetings or your personal devotion because you are celebrating a victory. Yes, you won the battle, but the enemy is not dead yet. He is still roaming, looking for whom to devour. As we can see in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, "You should increase your commitment to God after every victory and not the other way around. The devil knows that after successes, people are likely to relax, so he usually attacks them during such periods. After David killed Goliath, he raised King Saul up against him. It was after Elijah called down fire from heaven that Jezebel swore to kill him. We can see that in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 3. When you attain success in a particular thing, you must not relax. You must remain alert and ready for battle. Don't let success distract you from the end goal that God has called you to achieve. One great success we had in RCCG was a program called Lekki 98, where over 6 million people gathered in one place to worship God. Immediately after that program, we doubled our missionary efforts, sending missionaries to new territories. We immediately started planning the next edition of the program, and today we have held much bigger programs because we doubled our efforts and did not relax our success. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, when success comes, that is the time to work more, not the time to relax. When success comes, that is the time to work more, not the time to relax. May God bless the hearing and the reading of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can share. How can you share today? You can visit our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on the share button or click on the download. You can also copy the link on any of the Open Heaven you would like to share with somebody. You can also tune in to listen to us every single day on Praise Palace Radio. Still on our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. On the home screen, click on the play button, 7 a.m. every morning. You can also use our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Download our mobile app and you can tune in every single day, as well as listening to our amazing segment lined up for you for the day. Please share these Open Heaven devotionals. You might just be saving a soul today. You can bless somebody with the word for the day. And as you do so, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Please don't turn off that dial. You need to listen to the information after this show. If you are yet to give your life to Christ, I think this information would be very, very useful for you. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned immediately after this program. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another amazing segment. Till you hear my voice, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.